There's a lot of buzz about the Chevrolet Volt, that plug-in hybrid that GM will soon deliver. But there's another car arriving now at dealerships that could prove even more important for the company. From the Midwest Public Media Collaboration Changing Gears, Dan Bobkoff takes us for a spin in General Motors' future.
The Chevrolet Cruze is a small car with a coupe-like design, an upgraded interior, and lots of airbags. It also comes fully loaded with high expectations. Margaret Brooks is head of marketing for Chevy's small cars.
I think it goes without saying that Cruze is probably the most important passenger car that both Chevrolet and GM have ever done.
But wait, since when does GM, the company that pushed SUVs and trucks so hard for so many years, care so much about small cars?
Small cars being built by Detroit car companies were just not competitive.
Jeremy Anwell heads the consumer car site Edmunds.com.
What the Cruze represents for Chevrolet in particular, but also I think for the U.S. auto industry, is kind of a demonstration that, maybe the Detroit companies can build competitive small cars.
In past years, GM was fairly content to let the Toyota Corolla and Honda Civic duke it out while it sold poorly reviewed compacts at deep discounts. No longer. This is a new, leaner post-bankruptcy GM, and the Cruze is supposed to be its white knight. And with taxpayers still owning 61% of the company and a stock offering in the works, the Cruze is GM's most important launch in years. So, is it any good?
Well, we're going to come out of this turn here and kind of lean on the gas pedal.
Eric Tingwall of Automobile Magazine is taking me for a test drive.
When we're test driving cars, we've kind of got a mental checklist, and you're basically thinking of all the main engineering and design components that go into a car. So
we're driving around a park near GM's headquarters in Detroit. Two Chevy marketing officials are sitting quietly in the back seat. For a car that starts at about 17 grand, Tingwall is impressed.
It's not necessarily fast, but it is a turbocharged engine where you get torque down low.
Meaning it takes off nicely from a stop. GM says some models can get as much as 40 miles per gallon. Tingwall then surveys the Cruze's interior, something Chevy is proud of, touting the Cruze's 10 airbags, upgraded stereo, and modern design. Tingwall says it does look like the kind of dash you'd find on a more expensive car.
It's this tasteful mix of finishes here, so you have a mix of a faux brushed aluminum, gloss black trim, and then these dash inserts that are actually fabric, both red and black, and it's different. It's unique in this segment.
And he says something few reviewers have ever said about a compact Chevy.
If you look at the quality and the style here, you won't find anything like that in the Toyota Corolla or the Honda Civic.
But you can also buy a bare-bones Corolla or Civic for less than a new Cruze, about $1,000 less. And GM may have to convince some customers to forget about the Cruze's predecessors, the Cobalt and the Cavalier.
I'll probably never buy another Chevy.
Megan Robison is getting her Honda Civic serviced near Cleveland.
I had a Cavalier and just wanted something that was more reliable.
Next time she's in the market for a car, she says she'll likely get another Honda. Chevrolet marketing exec Margaret Brooks admits the company has some work to do to win back customers.
Certainly, if we look back the last couple years, decades really, we've kind of lost our way a little bit with Chevy.
And while many reviewers think the Cruze is the best small car on the market today, that might not last long. Toyota, Ford, and Honda are all due to come out with their redesigned small cars in the next 12 to 18 months. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bobkoff in Cleveland.